This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have more details on the half a billion home test kits for COVID that President Biden is now promising will be sent free to households amid the present shortage of testing capacity in parts of the country. We know there will soon be a website where people can register for these, and the freebies should start showing up this coming month. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Sending free COVID tests to people at home is a big step in the right direction, says Dr. Kavita Patel at the Brookings Institution.
But we need a lot more than 500 million.
For rapid tests to really be useful, she says, people should be able to take them pretty much every day.
Back of the envelope math, we're talking about billions of tests.
But those 500 million tests are just one part of a bigger strategy to increase access to free at-home testing. The administration is also making home tests available for pickup at places like community health centers and requiring insurance companies to reimburse people for tests they buy.
Taken together, that set of changes is a pretty dramatic difference from what we saw just a few months ago.
Until recently, Lindsay Dawson at the Kaiser Family Foundation says the federal government really wasn't investing much up front in home testing.
It actually impacted manufacturers' willingness to produce tests at a large scale for the U.S.
Biden says his administration has invested $3 billion to increase the number of at-home tests. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.